Thanks, Brad. Good morning. At approximately 3:30 yesterday morning, a cabbie who was headed home after his shift called 911, reporting a fire in heavy brush off 14th Street at Cooper's Gulch. When firefighters made it to the scene of the fire, down a steep hillside and into thick vegetation, they used hand tools and water from a nearby creek to put out the blaze. While fighting the fire, they discovered human remains, and the coroner's office was summoned to the scene. At just before 11 o'clock that morning, Deputy Coroner Trevor Enright, with assistance from Humboldt Bay firefighters, pulled the body out of the ravine and transferred it to the coroner's van. County Coroner Dave Parris said that at this time it does not appear that foul play was involved, but it was still very early in the investigation. An autopsy on the remains will be scheduled for next week due to a backlog of waiting autopsy requests. This makes it the fourth time. Suddenlink Communication reports that another act of vandalism has cut service to more than 10,000 customers yesterday morning. The latest incident is believed to have occurred in the 3400 block of Old Arcata Road in Bayside. Sheriff's deputies responded to the scene Wednesday night, but did not find anyone in the area. Sheriff's investigators are working with Suddenlink in an effort to identify a suspect, and the company has offered a large reward for any information. Since last week, Suddenlink fiber optic cables have been cut four times, twice in Ferndale, once in Trinidad, and the latest act of vandalism, Suddenlink estimates the damage at $10,000 per incident. Anyone with information is asked to contact the sheriff's office. Eureka police continue their investigation into the Saturday night collision that took the life of a 13-year-old teenage boy. The driver of the vehicle, 68-year-old Alan Kepner, hit the teenager, who was in the roadway at the corner of Carson and J Streets. The boy suffered life-threatening injuries and was airlifted to an out-of-the-area hospital for treatment and later died as a result of the injuries. Senior Traffic Officer Gary Whitmer said yesterday that the investigation is an involved one, that officers are still interviewing witnesses. There is a lot of work to be done before a final determination of what happened can be reached. A 24-year-old Crescent City woman perished in a trailer fire Saturday night. The report of the fire was called in by a passerby who saw smoke and flames coming from the single wide trailer, and the Daily Triplicate reports that the mother of the victim identified her as 24-year-old Alyssa Starr. The fire started near the front door of the trailer, and Starr was unable to escape. The trailer was nearly completely destroyed by the fire. If you have ever dreamed of serving on the Humboldt County Grand Jury, now is the time to strike. County Superior Court is now accepting applications from individuals interested in serving on the Grand Jury. Applications will be accepted until May 10th. You must be a United States citizen, 18 years or older, a resident of Humboldt County for at least 1 year, and not currently an elected official or serving on a board or commission appointed by the Board of Supervisors. For more information, check the county website or call the administration office. More KINS News after this.
For many years now, Mazzotti's on the Plaza in Arcata has been a Humboldt County tradition when it comes to fine Italian dining. But did you know that Mazzotti's is also famous for its great steaks and seafood? So when at Mazzotti's, you have a choice. Authentic Italian food, steaks, seafood, or all three. Remember, when it's time to celebrate, go ahead. Live, love, and laugh at Mazzotti's. On the Plaza, Arcata. Of course.
The California Highway Patrol is encouraging those who plan on celebrating St. Patrick's Day Sunday to avoid getting behind the wheel of a motor vehicle if they've been drinking. In 2011, more than 300 drivers were arrested across the state on suspicion of DUI on St. Patrick's Day, with three fatalities. Fortuna Police have announced its plan for the celebration on Sunday, as its officers will conduct DUI saturation patrols within city limits. The countywide DUI task force, comprised of seven law enforcement agencies, will focus on removing impaired drivers from the roadway, and the only guaranteed way to ensure you're not one of those drivers is to not drink and drive. Four local students, two from elementary schools and two from junior high schools, are headed to the state spelling bee. And after working their way through local competitions and coming out on top at the county competition last Saturday, Jackson Sandel, a sixth grader from McKinleyville Middle School, and Sophia Potter, a fifth grader from Morris School, are headed to state from the elementary school division. The junior high representatives are Alexandra Childers from Fortuna Middle School and Kate McLeod, an eighth grader from Trinidad. The students were challenged with words such as laryngitis, ignominy, and ostracize, and will head to state competitions later this year. With the KIN Essence of the News, I'm Anthony Mantova.